We continue our learning. We are Nazir, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. A Nazir who becomes Tamei Mace within the days of the Nazirus, he forfeits all of the days that he counted prior to that. So what does he do? So first he has to mitar himself like any Tamei Mace. Hazah, he needs a sprinkle of it, May Efer Paraduma on the third and the seventh day of his Tumah, which discussed at the beginning of Parshas Chukas. And after 7 days, then he's Megaleach Se'oro. Then he shaves his head, as we have in Parshas Nazir. It says the following, V'chiyomus meis olav b'fes ha'pisom. Let's say there's a mace, he becomes in contact with the dead. V'timei rosh nizro, v'gilach rosho b'yom taraso b'yom hashvi, galachenu. On the seventh day, that's when he shaves his head, after the 7 days of preparing himself and purifying himself with the ashes of the Parah Aduma. Uvayom hashmini, yavishtei sorim oshnei b'nei yono. He brings these two birds. V'asah kohen es echad l'chatos v'echad l'ola. One is for a chatos, one is an ola. V'evi keves ben shenaso l'asham. And there is a keves, which is a guilt offering, an asham, what we call the asham nazir. This is what we call tiglach hasatuma. It's supposed to tiglach hasatara, when he finishes the day of nazirus. This is tiglach hasatuma. Then he begins to count the new Nazirus based on the days that he accepted upon himself. As the Torah also says, V'hizir l'Hashem es yimei nizro, v'hayomim harishonim yiplu, the earlier days will fall, ki tamei nizro. However, if he became tamei mace, let's say after Malos yimei nizro, on the day of Tiglach HaSatara. So he counted the full days, and now it's the day he's supposed to bring the special Karbonos of Tara and shave his head, and he finished the whole count, and it becomes Tamei Mace. He didn't get a chance to be the Karbonos, didn't get a chance to shave his head, and now he becomes Tamei Mace. So here, he does not forfeit his Nazirus. What does he do? He waits 7 days for, of course, V'hazah, to purify himself from Tumas Mace. And then he fulfills the Tiglach HaSatara, those special karbanos for the Tara of Nazirus, but he doesn't need to count the days again. Armish is dealing with a Nazir Stam, which we remember Nazir Stam, Hareini Nazir. He didn't mention specifically 30 days. He says, I take upon myself Nazirus, but we know he's a Nazir for 30 days. And now he became Tamei on the 30th day of Nazirus. And we learn in Mishnah Aleph that a person who took upon himself Nazir Stam, if he did his Tiglachas, ideally he should be doing his Tiglachas on the 31st day. But if he did his Tiglachas on the 30th day, his Yatzah because of Mixas Hayom Kukulo. So here we have a Machlokas, Chacham and Rebbe Eliezer, regarding someone who was accepted Nazirus Stam and became Tamei Mace on the 30th day. What do we do? So Misha Omar says the Mishnah Hareini Nazir. So he accepted upon himself Nazirus Stam of 30 days. Nitma Yom Shloshim. If he became Tamei Mace on the 30th day, so Sir Esakol says the Tanakama, he forfeits everything. He forfeits the whole 30-day count, has to now wait 7 days for Tara of Tumas Mace. He is Migaleach and brings the Karbonos HaTumah, as we mentioned, the two birds and the Keves for an Asham, and then he counts the 30 days again. Now, had he been Migaleach and brought his Karbonos on the 30th day before he became Tamei, then, as we explained in the introduction, he would not have forfeited his Nazirus because he would have fulfilled the Chova of his Nazirus. As we've learned in Mishnah Aleph, Vim Gilach Liyom Shloshim Yatza. But because he became Tamei on that 30th day before he brought his Karbonos, b'di'evit he could have brought his Karbonos and done Tiglachas. But because he became Tamei before he brought his Karbonos and did the Tiglachas, so his Nazirus is not over, and therefore he forfeits the whole count, he has to count again. That's the Tanakama's opinion. Rabbi Ezra Omer, eino soser ela shiva. Even though he became Tamei before he brought his Karbonos on that 30th day, he is not soser his Nazirus at all. He waits 7 days for Tara from Tumas Mace, and then he's Megaleach the Tiglach HaSatara, the special Karbonos, and shaving his head as he normally would. Why is this so? Because since he did this all on the 30th day, remember earlier, had he done this b'di'eved, this would have been acceptable of Miksas Hayom Kukulo had he done his Tiglach HaSatara on the 30th day, as we learn in Mishnah Aleph. So then we view this as if he became Tamei after Malos Yimei Nizro, according to Rebbe Eliezer. The end of the day, it's the 30th day right now. So even though he didn't bring his Karbonos Tara And he became Tamei Mesa before he did so, doesn't matter. He counted 30 days, and it's not a full 30 days, but it doesn't matter because Mixtatum Kukulo tells us that we don't need the full 30 days. And therefore, Rabbi Ezra says the Nazir became Tamei after Malos Yimei Nizro, before he brought his Karbanos. All he does is forfeit 7 days to become Tahor from Tumas Mace, but he doesn't forfeit any of the count of the 30. So that is the machlokes where he became a nazir stam. But what about, as the Mishnah continues, Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom? Here, as we learn Mishnah Aleph, we spoke about someone who took upon himself 30 days. He specified 30 days. This is not Nazir stam. And had he done his Tiglach HaZatara on this day, he would not have been Yotzei. Then, Nitma Yom Shloshim, if he became Tamei Meis on that 30th day, so Sar Sakol. Even Rabbi Eliezer would agree that he forfeits the whole count, since he's not Roy to bring his Karbanos on the 30th day, because we don't say Mixas Hayom Kukulo for someone who took upon himself specifically 30 days, not Nizira Stam, but specifically 30 days. Therefore, he became Tamei Meis in the end before he finished his Naziros, and therefore it forfeits all 30 days that he counted. Perikim and Moshe Nadal, a little an introduction. This is a continuation of the previous Mishnah, speaking about someone who took upon Naziros, and he forfeited the days because of Tuma, where we had a Machlokas, Chachamim Rabbi Eliezer in the previous Mishnah, but there are two issues that we're going to discuss as well. Number one, if the Nazir become Tamei on Malos Yimei Nizirus, on that very day, the Chachamim hold that even if it's a Nizirus Meruba, meaning we only been discussing Nizirus for 30 days, either Nizirus Stam for 30 days or he mentioned 30 days. What if he took upon himself a Nizirus for 50 days, for 100 days, for 1,000 days? So even regarding a Nizirus Meruba, the Chachamim believe that if he became Tamei Meis on Malos Yimei Nizirus, so on that last day, he is going to forfeit all of the days, the full count, like a Nazir became Tamei within the days of Nizirus. And Rabbi Eliezer holds that all he's going to forfeit, even if he has a long Nizirus, is going to be 30 days, as we'll see. And number two, if he became Tamei after Malos Yimei Nizro, where according to Torah law, this does not now forfeit. He doesn't forfeit his days, the days that he counted, as we mentioned in the previous Mishnah. The Chachamim hold that since he became Tamei before he brought his Karbanos, so he's going to now forfeit Midrabanan 30 days, which relates to their position a little bit in the previous Mishnah. And Rabbi Eliezer holds he only forfeits 7 days, like a Nazir Stam, who became Tamei on the 30th day. And we'll see how this all plays out in this Mishnah when we're speaking about a Nazirus Meruba. Says the Mishnah, Perikim Mishnah Dalet, Hareini Nazir Meo Yom. Here, he takes upon himself a long Nazirus, 100 days, and therefore he can only do his Tiglach HaSatara, bring those Karbanos and shave his head, on Malos Yimei Nizro on day 101. That's the halacha, because this is not Nazirus Stam. So it's not day 100. 101. Nitma Yom Mea, and therefore became Tamei Meis on the day 100. This is, he has to count that full day. And now became Tamei Meis on that day, and he didn't get that full day in. So, Zerasakol, the halacha is, according to the Tanakam, according to the Chachamim, he forfeits the entire 100 days that he counted. He now waits 7 days to be mitar himself from Tumas Meis with the ashes of the Parah Aduma, and then he shaves and brings the Karbanos Tuma, the two birds, and the Keves La'asham, and then he counts 100 days once again. How Chachamim are consistent, where they mentioned before, and the previous Mishnah, Onozi become Tamei Malos Yimei Nizro. It's as if he became Tamei within the time frame. It doesn't matter that he's on his last day. You forfeit all of the days. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser Ela Shloshim. Says Rabbi Eliezer, you know what he forfeits? Only 30 days. Since he became Tamei on Malos Yimei Nizro, he's not going to forfeit the entire 100 count. And afterwards, after he becomes Tahor from the Tumas Meis, all I'll have to count is 30 days. Where does Rabbi Eliezer get this from? So the Gemara in Nazir Vavamid Beis brings from the Pasuk. In Parashas Nazir, it says, Vizos Toras HaNazir Biyom Melos Yimei Nizro. What does the Torah say? Nitma Biyom Melos Tein lo toras nazir. If it becomes tameh on yom alos, zos toras nazir. Give him the rule and the law of the nazir, which is what? A nazir astam, which is 30 days. So, zos toras nazir biyom alos yom nizro. If it becomes tameh on alos yom nizro, give him the general rule of a nazir, toras nazir, which is 30 days. Basos, and then the Mishnah says, nitma yom ve echad. Let's say he became tameh, though, not on day 100, but on day 101, after he finished counting, on the day that he's supposed to bring his karbanos tara and do tiglachas, but he became tameh before he could be mekayim that mitzvah, that tiglachas atara. So sir shloshim yom, then what does he do? Says the Tanakama, he is going to forfeit 30 days. Not all 100, because he became Tamei on day 101. He counted the full 100 days, but the Chachamim made Gzera on the Nazir became Tamei on day 101 because of concern of becoming Tamei on day 100. Nonetheless, they are only Machmir. They didn't say we're going to knock out all of the days. What we'll do is we'll knock out many of the days, but we're going to keep 30 days astam nazirus that you're going to forfeit. That's the way some of Farshim understand this. Some explain that Chachamim hold that they made a gzera on this Yom Tiglachas, on this day 101, not because of day 100, not exactly because of day 100, no, because of a shloshim astam nazir, which is 30 days, which is a tiglachas min haTorah. And therefore we want to, that's why it's always going to be 30 days that you're going to have to count afterwards, and never more than that. That is the Chachamim's opinion. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, once again, in this case, he became Tamimes on day 101, but before he brought his tiglachas atara karbanos, says the Chachamim, no, we don't make a gzera to Rabbi, say Rabbi Eliezer, we don't make a gzera that you now have to count 30 days. Eino soser el shiva. You only forfeit 7 days, but that 7 days is not really the count. That 7 days is just becoming tahor from paraduma, from the tumas meis. Since it is the day that is really suitable for you to bring your karbanos, it's day 101, you don't knock out any of the days. You don't forfeit any of the days of the count. Of course, you wait 7 days to be mitar from tumas meis, and then you mekayim the tiglachas atara, according to, this is Rabbi Eliezer's opinion.